This is GIS News. Coming up, Jamaica making major strides in tackling corruption. Stakeholders are encouraged to take advantage of amended Mortgage Insurance Act and Jamaicans urged to settle outstanding accounts with NWC. Details after this message.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Now the news. Jamaica is among the leading countries in the world regarding efforts to tackle institutionalized corruption. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson says Jamaica has been recognized internationally for strong corruption prevention measures, particularly the drafting and enactment of key pieces of legislation in recent years. Proposed legislation cited by the Attorney General includes the Integrity Commission Bill, which provides for the creation of an Integrity Commission mandated to investigate and prosecute corrupt government officials. He also cited the Public Pronouncement Bill, which seeks to modernize and refine laws related to public procurement.
This has paved the way for Jamaica to be accepted into the group of countries with best-in-class practices in this area. As a result of this, Jamaica is now benefiting from greater levels of international cooperation and assistance in fighting corruption, money laundering, fraud, international tax evasion, and other financial crimes.
The Attorney General was speaking Monday on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller at the inaugural Fraud and Anti-Corruption Conference organized by the Office of the Contractor General. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Moraes Guy, is imploring stakeholders in the housing sector and financial institutions to take advantage of the recent amendments to the Mortgage Insurance Act. He says large deposits required by developers and the additional closing costs associated with the purchase of a home have been major hurdles faced by prospective homeowners. Dr. Guy adds that the amendments should assist in that regard. The amendments to the Act facilitate a reduction in the amount required for a deposit on a home from a high of 15% of the purchase price plus transfer tax and registration fee to a low of 3% deposit plus transfer tax and registration fee. Dr. Guy was speaking at a recent stakeholder forum hosted by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank JMB in Kingston. Jamaicans owing outstanding sums to the National Water Commission NWC are being urged to settle their accounts. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says the NWC is currently owed $20 billion. He is also appealing to persons with illegal connections to get in touch with the NWC and regularize their systems. Speaking at the recent commissioning of the Clarkstown Water Supply Pipeline Replacement Project, Mr. Pickersgill said the NWC will shortly be embarking on a major collection drive with the aim of raking in at least $5 billion of the outstanding sum.
In fact, it will cost the NWC $500,000 per month or $6 million per year to pump and distribute water to the beneficiaries of this project. So if you expect to receive water, then you'll have to pay your bills.
In addition to the work being done by the NWC, the Rural Water Supply Limited has completed the rehabilitation of several catchment tanks at Freeman's Hall, Top Alps, Sawyers, Mahogany Hall, Bottom Alps, and Boucher's Hall in Trelawney. And the government is partnering with the private sector to capitalize on the increasing popularity of sports tourism to boost earnings in the sector. Chairman of the Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB Dennis Morgan, says sports tourism is a multi-billion dollar business from which the government is looking to reap maximum benefits.
We at the Jamaica Tourist Board see great potential for developing sports tourism as a viable niche market segment. This is why the Tourist Board has allocated additional resources as well as international marketing and promotional support to the City Run, as it admirably fits our sports tourism model.
Mr. Morrison was addressing the recent launch of the Mabay City Run in St. James. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.